You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
It was during the anti-Vietnam War period when the term guerrilla first became hyphenated. That hyphen connected the military tactics of guerrilla warfare to the cultural activism of guerrilla theater. Lately, guerrilla hyphenated activities have multiplied. Now there's guerrilla gardening, guerrilla marketing, and guerrilla arting. The Purple Thistle Center in Vancouver has recently started a guerrilla arting group. Carla Bergman, who coordinates the group, and Arlen French have joined me here in the studio. Hi, Carla and Arlen.
Hello.
Hello.
Arlen, let's start with you. How did you get involved in guerrilla arting?
Guerrilla arting, just something I've always been doing since, I don't know, drawing on my mom's cupboards when I was little. But
does that qualify as
the context when you're three, maybe? being a teenager and being into graffiti and stuff, and just being more interested in pushing art in the public sphere further and further, beyond just writing my name on a newspaper box.
I've done guerrilla arting too, then, I guess. In my mom's cupboards. Carla, can you tell us a little about the Purple Thistle Center?
Sure. The Purple Thistle Center is a youth center. It's arts and activism. It's about empowering youth, getting them out into communities, doing amazing stuff. And it's run by about 15 youth and started by Matt Hearn.
Mm-hmm. And where is it located?
It's on Vernon Street, 925.
Okay. What is the radical art in Nature Guerrilla, in Nature Guerrilla Arting Group?
The radical art in nature came out of a magazine I did called Rain, and I wanted to take it to the next step, which was to take it off the pages and onto the streets, and approached Arlen, knowing he was into it, and said, let's start a project.
Mm-hmm. So Arlen, what is guerrilla art, and how would you define it?
I'd say guerrilla art is putting art more in the public sphere, like going out on the street, making art. It's generally unsanctioned, as in it's not promoted by anybody other than the artist. Making art just for people to see or to challenge public space ideas.
I guess a question a lot of people have would be, what would distinguish guerrilla art from just, say, you know, graffiti or...
I would say they're both actually intertwined quite often. A lot of graffiti is guerrilla art. A lot of guerrilla art can be constituted that way. It goes beyond just a traditional North American view of graffiti, of just like stylized words or name off on a wall, to more, there's a lot more thought in behind the guerrilla art, like on placement of where it is, what it might be. It goes beyond just paint, it could turn into sculpture or even acting. Theater.
When you say the placement of where it is, what's a kind of place that a guerrilla artist would like to put their work? What would distinguish that from, you know, a graffiti artist?
Really depends on what the artwork is trying to get across. Like, you can go into guerrilla art if you're trying to make a political statement. You'd want that as visible as possible and on a high frequent area. But there's a lot of guerrilla art that's more about just the art object and finding a treasure, and those are quite often hidden away in area until somebody stumbles across it.
Who makes guerrilla art, and how would I know a guerrilla artist?
Artists come from all walks of life, from anybody painting anything on the street to, I've met quite some elderly people that are into just putting little things around the city.
What would inspire somebody to go out and create guerrilla art?
Kind of splits into a few different things, but like one of them could be a political ideal that they want to get across, and a lot of it could just be a beautification of the city idea, and some are just driven to create in a public sphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if I wanted to look at some guerrilla art in Vancouver, is there anything particularly interesting I could see right now, and where might I see that?
There has been. I'm not sure if it's still up. There was the yarn bombing stuff that was all around the garden at Davie and Burrard on the fences there. On the bike route down the ADNAC Union bike route, quite often on the telephone poles there are people who have made little art objects and fastened them to the telephone poles along that route.
And what do those art objects look like?
They're quite often pieces of discarded wood or cans or stuff that people have hammered flat and painted images on, nailed to the telephone pole.
Carla, just I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked him. What would distinguish guerrilla art from, say, what some people might term graffiti or vandalism?
Right. I think for me, it really has to be political. And I know that a lot of artists wouldn't agree with me necessarily, but some kind of way of showing that they're taking back public space, or connecting art to everyday life, or you see the round town on the stop signs, there's like stop tar sands and that kind of stuff.
That, yes.
I love those.
Yes.
Kind of subtleties, but that really get people stopping and thinking about things. Remixing billboards, like putting a sticker over top of a Coca-Cola sign that says "Don't drink" mm-hmm. or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arlen, what about your own work? Can you give me some examples?
I can. Some of my things I've done in the past, I did a series where I'd make some small paintings in the studio, build frames on them, and then I went out with industrial adhesive and just glued them to walls around the city. I was hitting areas, some more visible areas, but a lot more discarded areas by the city, that just back corners that usually people didn't go, and stick them up there.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of question that sort of occurs to me is, have you ever gotten in trouble with the law doing some guerrilla art?
I've never been caught, but I've had to leave areas fairly quickly.
And of course, this is guerrilla art is not legal.
Generally not, no. Mm-hmm. That's part of the guerrilla tactic.
That's the guerrilla, right?
Yeah.
Carla, would you say that this kind of art making can be seen as a tactic for social change?
Absolutely. I mean, taking back so much of our public space is being taken up by corporations, by business owner, people who own the land and wanting it to stay sterile. We're noticing that people aren't really inhabiting public space. They sort of walk through it. That's huge. If we can, get people actually meeting and being together, that's great. That's one great change. But also the message, too.
Is there any place where we can see samples of your guerrilla art?
I don't know if I want to say it's mine or not. I never really affixed my name to it,
mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. It's a kind of anonymous.
Yeah.
Anonymous and communal, you might say.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any good examples of guerrilla art that you could point us to, Carla, that you think, you mentioned the tar sands one, which I also enjoy myself.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that we're interested in doing is not always permanent, like projections, some stuff around knitting, flash mobs, doing huge stuff around generosity, like going to parks and giving out lots of food. There's lots around town. You see it everywhere. You just have to look.
Arlen, how do you think these art practices might be making a difference socially or politically?
I think it just, people look at public space slightly different if there's something put up there that isn't put up by the owner of that building or the city. If they look and there's something just put up there by people that live in that space, they might review public space a bit different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if people want to get involved a little bit more with guerrilla art, Carla, how would they go about doing that?
We meet every Sunday at the Purple Thistle Center at noon to talk about ideas, and we bring in a lot of people to give lectures or whatever. So yeah, that Sunday is 12 to 2. You can email me at rainzine@gmail.ca or Carla at Purple Thistle.
And Arlen, any advice for aspiring guerrilla artists?
Oh, just go out there and do things, and it doesn't have to generally be good. You'll get better as you do it. It's the doing it aspect.
Okay. And watch for the law.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to quickly say that Purple Thistle also does guerrilla gardening, and a lot of it. We're around town. You can see our stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guerrilla gardening. Yes, that's very popular nowadays. Yeah. Thanks, Carla and Arlen, for coming in today and joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been talking to Carla Bergman and Arlen French about the practice of guerrilla art. You can find out more about the Purple Thistle Center at purplethistle.com. CA.